I would like to call this session of the University City Council to order at 6:30. Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Jennings.
Present.
Dr. Carr.
Present.
Mr. Kraft. Mr. Crew. Mr. Glickard. Mr. Sharp. Mayor Welsh.
Here. Thank you very much. We now move on to the approval of the agenda. Does any member of council or staff have any changes to the agenda? Mr. Walker?
Madam Mayor and members of council, two changes. One is to add a liquor license under the city manager's report for Publico, which is located at 6679 Delmar Boulevard. Council members will have a report on their desk. We just received all of the final information and final review today, asking council to consider this application given the approaching holiday season. It's important for them to have their liquor license and everything is in order for that. That's number one. Number two, I'm going to suggest that council remove Bill 9244 from the study from the council agenda, proposing that we have a study session in early 2015 regarding the benefit adjustment.
Thank you very much. Are there any changes, Mr. Glickard? Hearing none, all those in favor of Ms. Carr?
I'd like to ask that if we do insert this liquor license, that we have a few moments to sit and read through this, please.
Yes, we will do that. Any other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor of amending the agenda as proposed, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations for this evening. We now move to the approval of the minutes. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the City Council regular session of November 24th, 2014? Mr. Sharp moves. Mr. Jennings seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no more appointments tonight. We have two swearings in. Ms. Marion Reed to the Arts and Letters Commission. I don't see Ms. Reed here. Mr. Luther Baker to the Parks Commission. Mr. Baker, if you could come up to the podium, please.
Do solemnly swear
that I possess all the qualifications,
that I possess all the qualifications,
and not subject to any of the disqualification,
named in the charter for the office
I'm about to assume,
that I will support the Constitution and the laws of the United States, and of the state of Missouri,
and the charter and ordinances of
University City.
And that I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge the duties of the office
that I'm about to assume with impartiality and justice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We now move on to citizen participation. We have one request to speak, Mr. Tom Sullivan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. First issue I want to bring up again is the trolley. I still think it's quite a conflict of interest, Madam Mayor, for you to be voting on trolley matters when you're on the board of the Loop Trolley Transportation Development District. It doesn't matter how you got there. The fact is, this is a classic conflict of interest. Are you representing what's best for the city, or are you representing what's best for the district? When this trolley first began, everybody thought it was a cute idea, and you know, I think it had general support, but as the years have gone by, I think the support has gone down and down and down. If this was put to a vote, I'm certain it would be defeated. Then at the last council meeting, we had someone from the Trolley TDD claiming that the new quotes are closer to what they were, had planned on. Of course, does that mean, what does that mean? Is that $10,000 closer or $10 million closer or whatever? They have to make up $11 million. And then if you ask them what they are, or can you provide copies of it, now all of a sudden they want to clam up. As everybody knows, Joe Edwards is not shy about calling the media and spinning things into something bigger than they are. And somehow he hasn't done this. It's been 2 weeks now since they got the Trolley, the new Trolley bids, and we haven't really heard much from the Trolley people. So you have to wonder what's going on there. But again, even though there's huge amounts of public money involved, they're keeping it under wraps. Second issue has to do with street sweeping, which I've brought up before. We're now down on my street. Street sweeping has been reduced to 75% since it was raining last Friday, which was the one time a month it's supposed to be swept. Sweeping has been reduced 100%, and we have leaves all over the place. And now I guess we're going to have to wait until January until they're swept again, or maybe not. The problem is that for the last couple of years, we have lots of leaves on the street, lots of trees. And what happens is they don't get picked up, and then the snow comes, and then it gets frozen, and then they start composting, and you got this black, gooey sludge, and it gets in your car, on your shoes, everywhere, and it could be avoided if they were just picked up to begin with. So hopefully we will go back to at least twice a month. Oh, and I might add, too, I actually complimented the street sweeper last month. Highly unusual. We had a lot of leaves again on the street, and the street sweeper actually backed up twice to make sure he got all the leaves. So he did a very good job, but then again, that was last month. Third of all, as we go to 2015, I would hope that the city puts a priority on development. You know, I don't know how long it's been now since North and South and Delmore and North and South and Olive and Midland and Olive. It looks like those have been like they're ready to plant corn or plant soybeans or something. You know, all this big empty area. And during the time that this has all been vacant, when you look around, some of the nearby areas are doing quite well. Like, for example, the Deer Creek Shopping Center between Hanley and Big Bend. It's, for years, it was falling down. Apparently, they got a new developer. They redid it. They got nice stores in. And it looks like it's 100% occupied. The shopping center over on Ladue, east of Ladue Commons, I think they call it, or Ladue Crossing, same way there. They had big empty holes. Apparently, they got the right developer in. They redid the shopping center, and it looks to be like it's 100% occupied. If you go about three-quarters of a mile east of the west of the mostly vacant shopping center at McKnight in Olive, they put in a new shopping center there, I guess maybe 5 years or so. It appears to be 100% occupied. But yet, back in New City, just a little bit east of there, they got a failing shopping center. So I hope that 2015, this will be a priority. As I keep saying, I'd like to see a Steak and Shake at Olive and North and South. It looks like they got plenty of room for it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have no other request to speak, so we will move on to public hearings. We have no public hearings. We have no consent agenda. We're to the city manager's report. Mr. Walker.
Madam Mayor and members of the Council, the first item under the City Manager's Report is the approval of the award to Piro Signs Incorporated for the digital message board procurement and installation in the amount of $44,200 at one double-sided message board at Centennial Commons and two single-sided signs at Olive in Pennsylvania. Staff is recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Sharp moves. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings seconds. Is there any discussion? Mr. Glickard?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. To the city manager, I was wondering why we picked those two locations. And I asked that question because currently we do have signage there, and I think it's effective. And did we take a look at other locations where we do not have a sign where this could be effective too? I realize that this is a start of many to come, which eventually will have all the signs, but I'm trying to maximize what we've got in front of us right now.
Madam Mayor, through to Councilmember Booker, that's a very good point, and I will discuss that with staff once we acquire these signs, but that's a very good point.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Walker.
Second item under the city manager's report is the approval to authorize the city manager to sign the grant application to request funds to make improvements to the recycling drop-off area. Staff is recommending approval.
Mr. Glickert moves. Is there a second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much, Mr. Walker.
Third item under the city manager's report is the annual tree trimming contract. Staff is recommending the award of the tree trimming at various locations to AMA Tree Experts, LLC, in the amount of $59,362.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Jennings moves. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Ms. Carr?
Thank you. Mr. Walker, why are we needing additional tree experts right now? I thought we had a staff of experts.
Madam Mayor, through to Council Member Carr, they essentially do the actual tree trimming and tree cutting. For many years, the city's had to supplement its staff resources, so we'll continue with having the existing staff, and we do have an arborist on staff who remains with us, but these are the folks who actually have the equipment that we need to go out and actually do the tree trimming and tree cutting.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much, Mr. Walker.
Fourth item under the city manager's report is the authorization for the city manager to enter into a contract with Chiodini Architects for professional services to perform a space needs and facility analysis for the police department. Staff is recommending approval.
Is there a motion to approve? Mr. Glickert, is there a second? Ms. Carr, is there any discussion? Ms. Carr?
These are questions for Mr. Walker again. I know that we set aside some money in the budget because I had asked that. I seem to remember it was about $50,000. Is that correct, or do we have a larger number set aside?
Madam Mayor, we'll be consolidating some of the funds. Actually, in total, it was a resolution of council back in June of 2014, mm-hmm. but it related to engineering and architecture services, interior consultant, and additional evaluation. And it was a total of $115,000.
Thank you. And so then this money, that's my question, this money would then come out of the set-aside that we had from our last budget, or from the mispresent budget.
Madam Mayor, through to Council Member Carr, yes, it was committed fund reserves that we had allocated for this back in June.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Is there any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. I would like a motion to approve the liquor license, and after we get that, I would like to give us all a few minutes to review. Mr. Glickert moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Jennings? I will give everyone about 3 or 4 minutes to review, and you should have found it on your desk when you arrived. Oh, the city clerk advises there are extra copies of this application on the shelf by the door if anyone is interested in looking. about 30 more seconds, unless everyone is ready now. Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you. Mr. Clifford?
Yeah, I just want to make one comment in reference to this approval, unanimous approval. First, I'd like to thank the council. This started about 8 o'clock this morning. We started realizing, and one of the owners is here, that they kind of band-aided their application starting in March. Came to a realization actually this morning with the police finally bringing their report in as it pertains to this application. So I want to thank you, and then I also want to thank the city. The city did a very good job of gathering all that information, putting it together, working with each of the disciplines of the city, and getting this to us tonight. Obviously, I appreciate everyone's patience with this. It's not how we do business, but it also shows that we are flexible and that we are open to business in this city, especially at this time of year. So thank you again.
Thank you, Mr. Gluckert. We now move on to unfinished business. We have bill number 9243. Ms. Pum, may we have a second reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulations as provided herein.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending Schedule 3 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulations as provided herein.
What's the pleasure of the council? Mr. Kraft moves approval. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Jennings? Dr. Carr? Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Sharp? Mayor Welsh?
Aye, thank you very much. We now move on to bill number 9244. The city manager has requested that we remove this bill. Is there a motion to remove it from this agenda? Yes. Mr. Jennings, is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Ms. Pum, would you please call the roll on the removal of this item from the agenda?
Dr. Carr? Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Sharp? Mr. Jennings? Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to bill number 9245. May we have the second reading, please?
An ordinance amending the University City Municipal Code Section 2.62.225 relating to police and firefighters' retirement system, adding purchase of a creditable service to comply with Missouri State Statutes RSMO 105.91.
May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending the University City Municipal Code Section 2.62.225 relating to police and firefighters' retirement system, adding purchase of creditable service to comply with Missouri State Statutes RSMO 105.91.
What's the pleasure of the council? Ms. Carr moves. Is there a second? Mr. Sharp seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
Mr. Kraft? Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Sharp? Mr. Jennings? Dr. Carr? Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to bill number 9246. Ms. Pum, may we have the second reading?
An ordinance amending the University City Municipal Code Section 2.64.225 relating to non-uniform retirement system, adding purchase of creditable service to comply with Missouri State Statutes RSMO 105.91.
Thank you. May we have the third reading, please?
An ordinance amending the University City Municipal Code Section 2.64.225 relating to non-uniform retirement system, adding purchase of creditable service to comply with Missouri State Statutes RSMO 105.91.
What's the pleasure of the council? Ms. Carr moves. Is there a second? Mr. Glickert seconds. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Ms. Pum, would you please poll the council?
Mr. Crow? Mr. Glickert? Mr. Sharp? Mr. Jennings? Dr. Carr? Mr. Kraft? Mayor Welsh?
Aye. Thank you very much. We now move on to new business. We have a resolution 2014. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Glickert introduces. Who would like to second? Ms. Carr seconds. Is there any discussion? This is a resolution approving the submission of a St. Louis County Municipal Park Planning Grant application for Fogarty Park inventory and evaluation. If there's no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Aye. All those opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now move on to bill number 9247. Who would like to introduce? Mr. Sharp introduces. Ms. Pum, may we have the first reading?
An ordinance amending Chapter 10 and 11 of the Traffic Code to revise traffic regulations as provided herein.
Thank you very much. We now move on to citizen participation. We have no other request to speak, so we move on to council reports and businesses. You should all have the updated appointments and reappointment list on your desk. For appointments, Mr. Kraft has an appointment to Arts and Letters in Calip. Mr. Crow has an appointment to Arts and Letters. Mr. Glickert has an appointment to Urban Forestry. Mr. Jennings has an appointment to Calip. And I now have appointments to Arts and Letters, Human Relations, Youth Commission, Calip, and Economic Development. Does any member of council have a report to a board or commission to which he or she liaises? No, and we have nothing under else in that section. We now move on to council comments. Any member of council have any comments he or she would like to make? Ms. Carr?
Thank you. Last Thursday, we held the town hall meeting on flood mitigation. I think that it was well received, and I saw Councilmember Jennings there as well. There were about 50-some people there. I had been told that it was exceedingly helpful, and I'd like to thank both Mr. Wilson and Ms. Fuller for putting together the brochures and for being available, and also for all the citizens for coming to share their expertise. And what came out of it basically is that there are a lot of problems that need to be addressed that are not being addressed. And so we have formed a citizen task force, which I will be sponsoring, and already have several people self-nominating. So if anyone is interested, please let me know. And we will probably hold our first meeting in January to discuss such things as forming a registry. So when there is a flood, at least we keep track of those properties that are flooded, which might involve a hotline as well, so that we have a history and we can turn to MSD and say, it's more frequent here, et cetera, et cetera. And there will be others that are working on or looking to the programs available federally and statewide. So I look forward to the citizens helping address the issues. Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, I would just like to mention that last Thursday I held the large meeting of the Citizen Volunteer Corps. That large group will meet again next March. Right now, there are 9 separate groups that are working on a variety of issues. I will say that 2 of the groups, the group on organizing a community conversation on race, class, and culture, and the group working to reach the unbanked and underbanked of University City, will be taking part via workshops at the Martin Luther King Day celebration at University City High School on January 17th. You should be getting more details on that soon. And finally, I would like to say I got a question today from a resident asking about how citizens can make donations to our police department. Chief Adams has told me via Mr. Walker that donations that come to our police department are donated to Backstoppers, which is an organization that helps families of police officers who are hurt in the line of duty, except if donations come specifically for the support of our canine unit. So at this time of the year, if you are looking to make a donation to our police department, please be aware that if you wanted to go to a canine unit, please specify, otherwise it will go to the Backstoppers. And with that, I will, Mr. Jennings.
Can you double check the date for the Martin Luther King celebration? Is it the 19th or the 17th?
It is the 17th, Saturday the 17th, and the high school is changing the format of that celebration. They will be having workshops in the morning, and the program will start at about 1 o'clock in the high school auditorium. And I only know that, Mr. Jennings, because I already checked it once today. Thank you very much. With that, I would like to adjourn this meeting of the City Council of University City at 7:56. I wish everyone a happy 6:56, thank you. And I wish everyone a happy holiday season. Thank you.